Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will be talking about stretching and how it can help your health and longevity. Our special guest today is Larry Piller, a certified massage practitioner and author of the new book, Stretching Your Way, a unique and leisurely muscle stretching system. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest news and research affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Here's a study on people who sit less when using sit-stand desks. An analysis of data from 53 studies found that people who use sit-stand desks spend less time sitting than those who use regular desks, and users reported feeling more comfortable, researchers reported in the Journal of Applied Ergonomics. This data did not associate sit-stand desks with weight loss or a significant effect on obesity. Well, here's a study that shows that light activity may help older women reduce heart risk. Light physical activity, such as walking or gardening, may reduce the risk of stroke or heart failure in older women by up to 22%, and the risk of heart attack or coronary death by up to 42%, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open. Dr. Guy Mintz at Sandra Atlas Bass Heart Hospital commented that the study was a call to action for women of all ages to become more active, to lead healthier and longer lives. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, why is stretching beneficial? Well, you know, when you stretch, you can enjoy better sleep. It actually helps you reduce stress. It can help people reduce their blood pressure. And the physical things that it does is it really helps in increasing your flexibility and improving your joint mobility. You can also experience better coordination, and it can help you to improve your posture. And for many people, when they do a regular stretching program, it really makes them feel much more healthy. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about stretching today with our expert, Larry Piller, who's written a new book called Stretching Your Way. And stay tuned for that interview here on Health and Longevity.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Well, today we're going to be talking about stretching, and our special guest today is Larry Piller. Larry is a certified massage practitioner who lives in Los Angeles, California, and he's written a beautiful new book, which I highly recommend to have as part of your library, and it's called Stretching Your Way. And this book is a unique and leisurely muscle strengthening system with a lot of great ideas, a lot of great information. So, Larry, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Thank you, John. It's great to be on the show today.
Well, Larry, we're glad to have you on the program, and I want to ask you, why is stretching so important for our health, and how can that really contribute to our longevity?
There's so many studies that there's something called the Hong Kong study, John. It was conducted about, I think, a couple of years ago. It's in my book, and it showed that they used monitors on people. There was about 450 people, and they had them sit on the floor and try to touch their toes. And the ones that had the most problem trying to touch their toes and showed the greatest inflexibility, they determined were much more prone toward stroke and cardiovascular problems, which is something I always believed in, but I really didn't know as a fact. And also, stretching is good for so many things, for boosting mood, reducing stress, which is one of the benefits of my way of stretching, is there is no tension involved because people do it only when they're in the mood to do it. And with every stretching system out there, so many strict, regimented stretching rules, boring, dreaded daily routines and things like that, which actually cause stress. With my way of stretching, there's absolutely no stress whatsoever.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you discovered this stretching system that you developed.
Yes, I'd be happy to, John. What happened is I'm 71 right now. When I was 44 years old, I had no spinal problem whatsoever. But my muscles just got, it seemed to stiffen up on me, get tighter and tighter, and I lived in fear of my next back spasm. I was so terrified of a back spasm where I'd be debilitated for sometimes a week or walk around like a right angle for a week or, you know, that type of thing and take Advil and different things. And I just said, I have to get myself out of this situation. And I wasn't rich. I wasn't poor, but I had a little time and I just started with one baby stretch after the other, little tiny stretches. I really didn't know how technically to stretch. And one thing led to another. And before you know it, I started to see things that I never saw any other stretching system have. It made it easier. And I went to a man, actually, and I don't mean to be rude, but I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to berate him in any way. But if I told you who he trained, he's a world-class athlete, you know, Olympic athlete. And he gave me some stretches. And what he said, there was a couple of good ones. Most of them were mediocre and I didn't like so much. But when he told me that when I did, you know, the stretches, that I should hold the stretch for 7 to 15 seconds or whatever it was. And I went and I tried a stretch while I laid on my side for a quad stretch. And I said, if I hold this stretch for 7 to 15 seconds, they're going to call an ambulance for me because there's just no way could I have held that quad stretch. It's impossible. And so I started to kind of not lose a little confidence in him. And I also asked him, how do I stretch my fingers? I want to know how to stretch the fingers of my hand. And he said, well, you take your fingers and you just put your right hand and put your left hand over your fingers and push your fingers back. And that didn't make sense to me because that is crunching joints. And what I came up with in my exploration is the fact that my way of stretching, you never take fingers back. Everywhere that I've seen on the internet, it's take your fingers and push them back. Me, I pull in opposite direction on each finger, and I stretch only muscle. And that's the difference. And so, you know, that's the basic idea. I never set out to write a book, John, but when I discovered what I discovered, I said, I have to share with as many people as I can what the magic is and that they don't have to, you know, go do awkward stretches and difficult stretches and have tension-filled days anticipating doing difficult stretches every day and all that, which most people get burned out anyways from that.
You mentioned some just there, but tell us some of the differences because there's so many stretching programs out there. And how is yours really different compared to these other ones that you see these systems all over the world, you know, they're offering?
I'd be happy to tell you, John, every stretching system that I have ever seen, every single one of them, are riddled with difficult, boring, monotonous, dreaded daily routines that people agonize over. And before you know it, they wind up in a stretching rut. With my way of stretching, and most people are in a stretching rut, they just don't do it. They don't stretch. And my way of stretching, it frees people 100% from the feeling that they ever have to do anything. They never have the feeling they have to do anything. They stretch only when they're in the mood to stretch, and it makes for perfect harmony with matching their mood to a particular stretch. And it becomes almost impossible, if not impossible, for each stretch to become 100% irresistible because they do it only when they're in the mood to do it. And I always equate my stretching system, John, with people who have their favorite ice cream waiting for them in the freezer. Because with my way of stretching, again, there is no difficulties whatsoever. It's nothing but emotional and physical bliss. There are no obstacles. It's effortless. And when people have their favorite ice cream waiting for them or gourmet food in the freezer, it always represents 100% happiness. Sometimes they're in the mood to eat it, sometimes they're not. And when it comes time to eat it, I don't think you need me to tell you what the experience is. And that's my way of stretching. There are absolutely not one difficult stretch that anybody has to do. Every stretch with my way of stretching goes with nature, not against nature. So therefore, it becomes a perfect stretch and works in perfect harmony and makes for a winning combination. And no other stretching system in the world gets out of the bygone era to compare with the simplicity and bliss of my way of stretching.
Now, you know, a lot of people, when they think of stretching exercises, they're thinking of yoga or Pilates. Do you have some similarities to that, or is it totally different?
It's totally different, 100% different. I'm not trying to in any way berate anybody personally. And I respect anybody for doing anything to try to get, you know, flexible. But yoga and Pilates would be comparable if somebody wanted to, let's say, drive to Las Vegas from Los Angeles. If they have two choices, one is to go buy a mule and pack their bags and get on a mule and go to Las Vegas. The other way is to go buy a Rolls Royce. And with my way of stretching, yoga, Pilates, 99%, the great majority of it, if not all of it, okay, is absolutely unnecessary to get into those pretzel-like positions tied up in knots and doing difficult positions that most people, again, gave up on. They just don't do it. And I would be remiss, if I may add that, I would be totally remiss, John, if I didn't bring that to people's attention.
Now, let me ask you, you said you had severe back problems, and of course, this is a problem that a lot of people have when they get older or they've done something, they had an accident, so periodically it flares back up. So can, through your system here of stretching and some of these great exercises you have in your book, help, and maybe, you know, some people have to take medication and so forth, can it help them alleviate their back problems and maybe get off any of these medications that they have to take?
Well, I'll put it this way, John. As I told you, I had lower back problems, not spinal, just muscular.
Right.
And now with my magical methodology of stretching, it would be infrequent to rare that anybody would create a strain. The thing is that without any doubt, I'm at 71. My palms go to the floor with about 3-inch slack in my elbows. I can bend over sideways. I always bend my knees a little. And touch my fingertips to my ankles. And the answer is that, I mean, I can't guarantee, but I can tell you one thing, that it would be almost impossible for someone not to help their lower back problems with the simple stretches that I have, because they do them only when they're in the mood to do them. And they just, you know, when someone sits down maybe at their desk, you know, they get in a certain position, their feet are out as far as comfortable, like the one I gave you. And you just lean on your desk comfortably and you bend forward a little, you got a beautiful lower back stretch. And when you do stretches like that, only when you're in the mood to do them, you start stretching more than you ever would have or a person ever would have with every stretching system out there, because they gave up on it. So, yes, the answer is that the majority of people, with the doctor's approval, of course, it should help immensely. And every stretch should make it where it rejuvenates their soul and energizes them, where every stretching system out there, that when they go into all those awkward stretches and becomes a job, what happens is they become weary and they become drained and exhausted from the whole process. With my way of stretching, it's impossible to become exhausted because you do it only when you're in the mood to do it, and it never stops.
Now, what are some examples of some of the everyday activities people can do and perform some of the stretches?
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you. If I may quickly add, John, that my way of stretching, I have a stretch for almost, let me add, a 100% natural feeling stretch, unlike every stretching system out there, for almost any position a person finds himself in throughout the day. So they just pick and choose, and as I said before, match a stretch with their mood. Some of the positions are very simple. If somebody's sitting at their desk and they're in the mood, all they do is just they can put their arm out, you know, as I'm stretching my book, and just kind of put their arm out, lift their hand up and turn their hand backward and put their arm out and their fingers back. And they got a beautiful under their bicep, forearm and wrist stretch. They can do any one of the arm stretches. They can, if somebody's putting away silverware, someone they could go ahead and just get in a certain position like a fighter, the left foot in front of the right, depending on what foot you are, and just go ahead and put your arm out as though you're kind of throwing a punch with the silverware in your hand. And you put the silverware away while you're getting the top of your right side of your back stretch. And that stretch, what happens is most of the time, unless somebody has to get going somewhere, people most of the time will not want to get out of the stretch. That's the beauty of my way of stretching. Someone, if they're sitting at the desk, like I said, all they got to do is bend forward. They got a beautiful lower back stretch. Or they can lean on their desk with their feet out to the side comfortably, as far as comfortable, and just go ahead and lean to the left, let's say, or to the right, depending on what handed they are, or whatever they want to do. And they got a beautiful lower right side of their back stretch. So it just keeps going on and on and on. And a person has such confidence knowing that all these stretches await them and that they do them only when they're in the mood to do them.
Now, we're going to do something right now. What I'd like, now, of course, if we have a lot of listeners that are driving their car right now. So those of you that are driving, I don't want you to participate in this because we got to keep you focused on your driving on the highways there. But Larry, why don't you lead? We have a lot of listeners that are at home right now and they could take a couple of minutes here. Why don't you guide us through one or two stretches and explain it to us as you go along?
I'd be happy to. If someone sits at a desk, I'll give something that there'll be generally, let me say this one first, because maybe somebody's not sitting at a desk. If sure. They're on the couch, if they're on a chair, just put their legs out in front of them comfortably, cross one ankle over the other ankle, and scoot your feet out as far as comfortable, and just lean forward as far as comfortable. Maybe one of your hands will be right above your knee comfortably for support, if necessary. And you should have a double hamstring stretch just by doing that. Another one that somebody can do is just by, as I indicated before, one of my favorite is just sit at a desk and or a table, a dining table. I do this many times just before I eat or when I'm finished eating. I get that extra little kick in there when I'm in the mood only. And all somebody does is keep their feet apart as far as comfortable. And all they do is just lean very comfortably on their desk in the area between their elbows and wrists, however they feel comfortable, and just bend down, you know, bend their head down and a tad forward. They should have a beautiful middle lower back stretch. And if they want to, they can go a little further and just from that position with their feet out as far as comfortable, just kind of move their forearms across their desk to the left as far as is comfortable and bringing their body down just a little bit using their forearms as support. And they should have a beautiful lower right side of their back stretch.
Okay, that sounds great. And I did that with you the other day. And yes, you can really feel that stretch.
Thank you.
So let me ask you now, I know you talk about doing stretching when you have a mood to do it. You know, it's not a regimented thing, but is there a kind of an optimal amount of time you recommend or so many times during the day to do stretching just that may be more optimal to keep your body fully flexible?
Absolutely not. I tell people, which people understand when I really tell them, some people tell me, oh, so I should do it every day when I tell them, because they still have that fixation in their mind from, you know, it's like gym class that we all went through. You know, most people, yeah, you don't need me to tell you the dread and agony of going to stretch in a gym class, worse yet, 9 o'clock in the morning on a cold morning. With my way of stretching, I suggest they never, ever, ever say that they're going to do so much during a day or they have to stretch so much during a day. That should be absolutely tossed away. My way of stretching, it is all based on only when a person is in the mood to stretch. And my simple methodology of stretching that nobody in the world has that a fifth grader can understand, almost instantly to instantly, there's no charts, arrows, graphs, nothing. All a person has to know is that if they feel nothing's bothering them, there's no strain, there's nothing, they could stay there all day if they want. If they start to feel any kind of a feeling like maybe there would be a strain, then they can go ahead and move to the left, move to the right, move forward, move backward. And muscles are kind of like a gearbox. And many times one muscle will take over for the other, and you can stay in a stretch. Many of my stretch are much longer by just going ahead and just letting the muscles do. You're the director. The person's the director, and they just go ahead and do whatever to get it out, you know, to get rid of that muscle potential strain. And many, many times that will go away. And that applies to weightlifting, too, by the way. And the other thing is, if anything really seems imminent, that it might cause some kind of strain, a person's out of there without any question. But that way of stretching, you know, it served me. And I've been to the gym doing, you know, bending forward, and I forget what they called it, and lifting my back up. Rare have I ever had any back strain.
Okay, great. Now, you say that you have stretches that have a chance of putting you to sleep. Tell us about those.
Oh, I'd love to. I love to. My way of stretching, you know, there's something that takes place, John. It's like when a person has something that they love and they become an expert at, whatever it may be, whether it's piano or a teacher teaches or whatever the thing is, there's a certain confidence that comes with that. And once a person understands my simple way of stretching, and it's so simple, again, that in itself can calm somebody down. And when somebody, I have stretches, I have a whole section in my book, John, it's called Tired of Counting Sheep. Okay. And the bottom line is that I have stretches there that when people go to bed at night, when they do them, only when they're in a mood to do them, there's an extremely high chance it'll put them to sleep like a little baby. There's only, maybe two people that ever told me that, you know, it didn't put them to sleep. Or one person said that he was very relaxed. But almost everybody has told me that it put them to sleep like a little baby. And it's the absolute truth. And when people start to understand that, when they hit the sack at night, they go with such confidence, knowing they have something that they can rely on. And when they're laying there, maybe they're not in the mood for the moment. I've been there many times. I said, am I in the mood to stretch? I said, no, I'm not in the mood to stretch. No, I'm not there. You know, and maybe I just turn over and all of a sudden a minute goes by. Maybe I'm doing a little tossing and turning. Before you know it, because life is so unpredictable, all of a sudden I do one little tiny foot stretch, and all of a sudden I start getting in the mood. And I say, my magic's waiting for me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah, some people, they can't get to sleep, and they take these sleeping pills. Well, can the stretching help them get off those medications?
I'll put it this way, John. You know, in doing my book, there's 800 billion facts that I've had to deal with. And I never dealt with somebody. I've had many people tell me that, you know, they have trouble getting to sleep. Almost everybody tells me that. But the bottom line is that I can't say that it definitely, if they're on medication, will help them get to sleep. That is for a doctor to make that the call, of course.
Right.
I'll put it this way, that just the very idea that something as magical and as, you know, that works with people, you know what I mean? My system serves people. They don't have to serve my system. I would assume big possibility, as long as somebody doesn't have some kind of physical ailment that, that the doctor would say, oh, no, this is because A, B, and C, that generally, if it's just a matter of insomnia, my assumption is that, yes, it would enormously help them, you know, fall asleep when they do it, again, only when they're in the mood to do it. And it just goes on and on like that.
Larry, we're coming to the end of the interview, but, you know, this is a beautiful book, Stretching Your Way. And I want you, in 1 minute, let's just walk through the book so you tell us some of the chapters and what's all in there.
Okay. Well, the book is laid out, John. I'll just go through the contents here. For the jaw, the neck, the trapezius, shoulders, arms, and hands, the back and the chest. Also, just going through, it gives the groin, hips, buttocks, and hip flexors, quadriceps, hamstrings, legs, and feet, the magic of foot toning. That's something else altogether. They make people, by doing some of the foot toning, it's a whole story in there, much greater ease. It's got some push-ups and isometrics they do only when they're in the mood, tired of counting sheep, the benefits of stretching, and my hand stretches are just off the chart. Everything in my book is really absolutely soothing and calming. And it's the world's only 100% comfortable, relaxing, healthy way of stretching, convenient. And the reason I say healthy is because there's no tension aside from many other reasons. And it's the safest way of stretching as well. And I mean, I could go on and on with the magic, but anybody who buys my book will be buying a ticket to absolute emotional and physical freedom.
Well, Larry, this is a great book, and I highly recommend our listeners have this as part of their library. And again, the book is called Stretching Your Way, and it's a unique and leisurely muscle stretching system. So, Larry, tell us, how does one obtain your book? And also, you have a website that has a lot of great information, too.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, John. They can go to Amazon. I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and they can go to Amazon and punch up stretchingyourway.com, all with no spaces, and that'll take them to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I'm on Barnes & Noble, and forgive me, John, the lady that put me on Barnes & Noble, I'm a dinosaur when it comes to getting on a computer and getting placed, but she said most people know how to get there. And also, my website is stretchingyourway.net, with no spaces whatsoever. And my suggestion, John, is that if somebody wants to look up the magic of my book, is to go to my website first, because my website is jam-packed with all the magic that's in my book. And on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, there's only a limited space for information. But on my website, again, there it gives all the magic.
So go to stretchingyourway.net, and you'll get some great information, and that can also link you to the information on how to get the book. Well, Larry, so great having you on the program, and you know you're doing a lot of great work in helping people learn about stretching and so that they can improve their health and longevity. So thank you for being with us today.
The pleasure's mine. Thank you, John.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.